The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the cattails by the levee, where the water hits the stars. It's the rust on that old Chevy. It's a beat-up old guitar. Peach Street down in Georgia. It's that Shenandoah ball. It's that boy in California with a Carolina draw. It's American born. It's as real as the dirt on your boots. It's American born. Running free.
Peyton Taylor, Jersey girl from South Jersey. She's been in Nashville the last 16 years, I guess. She moved down there. Her father, a police officer from Philadelphia, the great city of Philadelphia. And now she's just ripping it up. She just did a big country festival down there in South Jersey, coming back to Gloucester County. We wish her all the very, very best love. And we just love when local folks do so very, very well. Peyton Taylor ripping it up on the country scene. Hey, Joe Piscopo with Al and Frank and Debbie. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. A lot going on. Breaking it down for you. There's some changes in the White House, you know. And I like anything that's out of the ordinary. I like down in Washington. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Guilty as charged. Now Acting Customs and Border Protection Chief John Sanders is stepping down. He is stepping down. And then we have a new president. Secretary for the President, Melania, the First Lady, her chief spokesperson will now be the President's Press Secretary, Stephanie Grisham. So that's all. It's all good. And you know what I liked yesterday? Did you see the President talking to the press? I don't know what the event was. It wasn't, by the way, the Medal of Honor with a Sergeant Bolavia, Frankie. Is that his name?
Yes.
Great hero, true hero. The Medal of Honor. They covered it on the news. It was great to see them covering something positive. And I don't know, there was an event before that in the White House, and the president he plays with the press. This is what I love about this guy. I swear to God, forgive me. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. Really, you want to criticize me? Fair enough. I love when the president, he's going, what's your exit strategy? What's your exit strategy? And I read, I don't have an exit strategy. I don't do exit strategy.
What a dumb question, by the way. What did they expect him to say? Did they expect him to say, well, you know, we're going to begin a drawdown of 800 troops per week,
exactly,
and then we're going to be bombing in the northern part of Iran. I mean, I couldn't even believe that.
Oh, I love it.
My already low expectations were exceeded.
You maybe can find the audio. And the president is playing with the press. He's manipulating the press. And the people, and he's getting laughs, man. He's getting genuine laughs from the people around him. And I'm loving it. And he's playing and he's toying and he's being coy and he's being sarcastic.
That audio if you want to hear it, Joe.
Yeah, somebody asked, what's your exit strategy in Iraq? Here's the president. Here's the president.
When they're ready, they'll let us know. Very simple. Ready to do whatever. Doesn't make any difference. Whatever they want to do, I'm ready.
And then he goes on and continues.
The deal was a horrible deal. It was no good. It was no good. It ended in a very short period of time.
Oh, we got
they would have had a clear path to a nuclear weapon. We're not going to allow that to happen. Can't do it.
Well, I'll tell you what he was very, very true. When you, Frankie, you can find that audio if you can. But what was interesting is that the president said, and it's true, that when John Kerry made the deal with President Obama, and, you know, I don't like when they attack the previous administrations. That I don't like, because we're all in this together. And I don't know that, but the point of the matter is, it's true. What they gave Iran, they paid for terror to Hezbollah and Hamas. This is what Iran does. It's a terror nation. They want the death and destruction of Israel and of the United States of America. It's not the people. It's not the Iranians either. They want something completely different. But the people in power, those people in power just want death to and destruction. So they give money. And they and John Kerry, Secretary of State then, Kerry and Barack Obama, they knew the money was going to go to terror, yet they still let it happen. $150 billion, $1.8 billion. In like pallets of cash in the dark of night. What the heck was that? What now? Are they going to enrich uranium? It's a dangerous country, but you can't. And I think the president's playing it just right. It's got to be. He's got to be Frankie Five Barrels, totally unpredictable in this regard, because this is a terror nation that you have to deal with very, very
strongly. Well, we'll see. I mean, I was somewhat critical of his early strategy in terms of threatening North Korea with fire and destruction and calling him Little Rocket Man, but. It seems to, again, we're not at peace with North Korea yet, but it seems to have worked, at least in that regard. So I'm hesitant to second guess the president's strategy. He seems to have a pretty good idea of knowing what he's doing. I really think it's a mistake to continue to escalate tensions with Iran. So we're doing cyber attacks. We're doing sanctions, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obviously,
yep.
Iran is going to have to respond to that, right? So yep. They're going to do something. Whatever they do next, we're going to then have to respond to that. Then they're going to respond to that, right? So I see, unless both sides make an effort to really, really de-escalate, I see us on a collision course to a war that no one seems to want.
Yeah. You may be right. I think the president understands that.
He understands it better than anybody.
Yeah, right. And I see the phone calls, please, on our Balance of Nature phone line, please, in a second. But this is a vital story, and I know you get it, and I appreciate you listening because you get it. The fact that you listen, you understand it. You understand what course we're trying to take in America, and we're doing it objectively, and we don't hate anybody, and we just want to put aside the divide, you know. But here in Queens is what happened in the Bronx with AOC. Now you have a progressive candidate, Tiffany Caban, and you know, no hate toward Ms. Caban at all, but she now won the Democratic primary for to be the Queens district attorney. What she has said, she wants all the things that Mayor Giuliani did to keep the and with Commissioner Bill Bratton, his police commissioner, did to keep the turn the city around. See, the problem is, I think, with a lot of these younger folks going into office, is Ms. Caban, how old is she, Frankie?
31. 31.
Yeah, there it is, right? And they don't understand history. They never studied history. And believe me, we're talking about my high school reunion. I failed history. I went to summer school for history. I had to go to Southern Regional High School down in Manahawkin. Well, everybody else was surfing because I failed history. But I mean, so I know what it's like. You have to study the history and you have to understand the history. And when you see what Mayor Giuliani, which is very, very recent history, and what Commissioner Bill Bratton did to turn New York City around. I walked the streets when you couldn't even walk the streets. We walked, the comedy club is 44th and 9th. It was then known as Hell's Kitchen. Now, you see, as I'm talking to, I know we have the greatest generation listening, and we love you and appreciate that you are the bar that we're trying to reach, and we thank you for your great service to this great country, the greatest generation. And then we have the boomers, my boomer brothers and sisters, but you have younger folks listen a lot. You know, hey, Uncle Joe's on the radio. It's like that, you know? You got to check out the history. When I was at the Improv back in the late 70s, you could not walk down the street. I would park the car because it was very cheap on the, I haven't changed in some ways, very cheap. It was on 9th Avenue, right, and 44th Street, the parking garage. It was like a lot, open lot. I kept a bat in the back of the car. You had to be really careful. Do you remember? And then I would walk down 44th Street up to 9th Avenue to where the, up to, 9th Avenue, the lot was on 10th. And there'd be like a killing every other day, it seemed. There were ladies of the evening, I'm being kind, walking around. Drug dealers all around. You couldn't walk. And I remember distinctly Larry David saying to me, hey, I want to go to Smilers. Will you come with me to Smilers? And Smilers is like the little 7-Eleven type store back then. And so we used to have to double up to walk across 9th Avenue to go get a sandwich at Smilers because it was so dangerous. Now, when you let these little, what Bill Bratton called the broken windows crimes, where you start with those and you're not strict on those, your city will turn into, it's going to turn into Seattle. It's going to turn into San Francisco. It's going to turn into Los Angeles. Look what's happening there. You know what's going to turn into? Venezuela. I'm telling you, that's the end game. These people, these younger progressives don't understand history. They don't understand it. And when AOC does an analogy of the concentration camp and doesn't just be humble, there's no humility. Did I say that? I'm so sorry. Ilhan Omar, and when someone called earlier said, what about Ilhan Omar? How are we dealing with that? I think it's being dealt with. Did she marry her brother? Did she marry her cousin? She broke some campaign laws. I think what goes around comes around. You can't be as mean and vicious as Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib and not have it come back to bite you. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. But I'm sick of the lack of appreciation of this country, coming into this country and then saying, you got to live our life. We want to help everybody. And darn it, these Democrats, where the heck are they? When I was a Democrat, for crying out loud, we cared about the middle class. When I was a Democrat, we cared about the stressed areas. We cared about the at-risk youth. People are born into the United States of America. They can't help if their parents are drug addicted or incarcerated. They can't help that. You got to help those kids because they didn't ask to be born there like that. And we're neglecting that whole community. Then there's those of us who go and we do nonprofit after nonprofit, and we help with the Boys and Girls Clubs. We help with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We help with the mentoring programs. We're trying. We help with the Catholic Church. Yes, the Catholic Charity is doing more than any government organization in the inner cities of the United States. What are we worried about? Oh, you're keeping kids in concentration camps on the southern border. Oh, do your history. Grow up. Holy moly. But what happened in Queens and then happened with AOC, it's going to happen. Little pockets around the country. Before you know it, we're going to turn around. We're going to be villains, Venezuela. I'm telling you. I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen. So I understand your fear. Let me go to Bob in the Bronx. I'm just railing. Forgive me. I apologize. But I get very upset because I see the country slipping away little by little. And I am hell-bent, forgive my language, for staying on track and to retaining the sovereignty of the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America. And we are unwavering in that support. Bob from the Bronx, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. You hit the nail on the head before. Vote. That's the power that we have. You got to get off the couch, put those potato chips down, and go vote. Take some balance of nature, get the energy. See, that's what AOC does. She energizes her group, and the people get energized. They're young. She uses them. They go out there. They vote. The older people, you got to vote. That's the only power that we have. They don't. We don't have to lose this country, Joe. You're saying it right. What you're saying on here is perfectly right. People don't understand it. You have that power. You know, even though I know Trump wasn't going to win New York, I went out there and voted. Reagan took New York, didn't he? I believe Reagan took New York back then. I think he took Jersey also, and they were Democratic. That's what you have to do. I mean, that's the only weapon that we have. If you want to sit back and say, my vote don't count, well, if you don't go pull that proverbial lever, it doesn't count. Yeah. So you have to get off your behind, man, and go out there and vote. Whether you're young, you're old, if you believe in something, that's what the country has. That's what we were given by our founding fathers, to go out. We have that right. If you don't use it, man, too bad on you. We're going to lose it. That's the way it goes. Okay, Joe, have a great day.
All right, Bob, thanks, man. There's some common sense from the Bronx, New York. 818, it's so very, very true. And even then we talk about it, we joke about it, is when I see what's happening in New Jersey. And if there are certain people that we know as New Jerseyans should be elected, and that can be good for the state, and they're not, because they take this progressive socialist agenda. And it's a broad stroke, by the way. It's like Che Guevara. Fidel Castro. You know, it's like that socialist progressive agenda. And then they try to stick it to us. And it doesn't work. It just doesn't work in the United States of America. It didn't work in Venezuela. It just doesn't work. Socialism does not work. Yet they take that broad, like what they teach in the colleges, right? And they say, okay, now we're going to put it into the little community of Queens, New York, and they're going to go to the Bronx, and then they're going to go all around New Jersey. And you know what? We have to go in and we have to change it, because it doesn't work. And those people that are putting this in, you tell me, AOC just voted to give herself a $4,500 a year raise? Did you know that? Now, is that pure socialism? Bernie Sanders has millions of dollars. It's so hypocritical. It's about power and control. If you care and you're truly a socialist, you'll live in, you know, nowhere, in a little tiny little house. And if someone says, okay, we're going to give you a raise of $4,500, you know what we're going to say? You know what? Why don't you go to, if you care about the kids, let's say, okay, you're going to rail about the kids at the border. Why don't you give that $4,500 to Wayfair, because the government's going to Wayfair and they just spent $200,000 to help the kids and to give them some things on the border. You know what, AOC? Donate that $4,500. If you're a pure socialist and you really believe in this, take your salary and give it to those kids at the border. I dare you. I dare you. They're phonies. It's all phonies. It's all for power and control. And we're losing the country unless we step up. So it's you. It's the responsibility of you and I. And if you have to run for office, and what's more agonizing than to run for office? How tough is that to be a politician today? It may be time for some of us just to step up and take our country back. 8:20 right now with Joe Piscopo. We're going to go to Israel live with Dan Bruyette. He is U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy, live from Israel. Arthur Idala, always great to check in with the great Arthur Idala. Also on the show in the 9 o'clock hour, Detective John Wighaus. He's president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. And we'll be talking about the crime from MS-13 members out there in Long Island, for crying out loud. Debbie Duhame's looking out for you, 8:21. She's out there looking out diligently on the roads of New York, New York. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, the Cross Island northbound up by Hempstead Turnpike, it's an accident. Traffic is moving slowly on the LIE westbound, getting through Nassau County, heading right out toward the Cross Island. And then you're moving slowly, getting out toward the BQE, 15 to 20 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Bronx River Parkway North at 233rd, a multi-vehicle hit there. Traffic is moving slowly. Henry Hudson south of the Moshaloo. It's a car fire. Inbound GWB 45, Lincoln 30, Holland 30, 80 East at 287 in Parsippany. A collision 21 North at 46 in Clifton. An accident there, and looks like you're still moving slowly on 130 southbound in South Brunswick. Accident with down wires. So watch out for some stop-and-go traffic through that stretch. 78 eastbound as you head right out toward exit 57, getting into Newark. Looks like an accident just about cleared. Sunny today with a high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough urges you to trust Trump.
Who would you trust? Play Trump again one more time.
Don't worry about a thing. Everything's under control. Don't worry about a thing.
He's got it all. He's got it all down. Do you think he's going to do a better job than Joe Biden? President Trump has gotten tough with Iran, something that Obama and Biden did not do.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesday at 4.
If you're like most people, you want your family to be happy, to have long life, to create wealth, to have honor and influence, along with a pleasant and peaceful life. I'll share this secret from the oldest book on the planet, which contains economic and financial principles. Proverbs chapter 3 says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." The Bible words wisdom and understanding are what we call today skill sets. At Tradeway, we teach you skill sets my family has used for 5 generations to trade in the stock market. I'm Pastor David Mitchell, and I've been in the ministry 28 years and never taken a salary from the church. Learn how to reach your biggest goals through small steps with Tradeway.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hi,
I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM 970 The Answer. Believe it or not, some of our most fundamental freedoms are being challenged. Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the nation's most respected and successful Supreme Court advocates, is fighting for you. Through generous donations, ADF has become a major force in the legal battle for free speech and religious freedom, playing an important role in 54 victories at the U.S. Supreme Court. If you're a business owner, consider making a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more. In return, your business will receive a bonus advertising campaign equal to the value of your donation. Contact me to learn more at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 824. Did you get John Bradnick's book yet? You're going to love this. It's just fun. And it's time. It's good to take a break out of the crazy politics. John Bradnick is New Jersey's funniest lawyer, stand-up comedian, very, very funny guy. He's a buddy of mine. He wrote this book. This is a fun book called Why People Don't Like You. So it's a great read. I highly recommend it. And it's got advice, and it's got illustrations on it, you know, by Pat Brentano. But there's good, great advice in here, like this. This is a great, I'm reading on Rule 184 in John Bradnick's book called Why People Don't Like You. Don't repack your purse or wallet while I'm standing behind you in line. Am I right? Right on the money, John. Am I right? Why is that person doing that? They pay the check. The bags are there. Everybody's just move on. This is another one. This is Rule 185. Take your wallet out and be ready to pay before the clerk finishes ringing you up. Right? Come on now. It's so got some great little tidbits of advice like that, you know. And it says here, grudges are a complete waste of time and they consume energy needed to be successful. Al. So it's great. John Bradnick's book, Why People Don't Like You, by the funniest lawyer in New Jersey, John Bradnick. You got to get yourself a copy of Why People Don't Like You. It's a lot of fun, especially on the beach this summer. You can order it on Amazon today by typing in Bradnick book. That's Why People Don't Like You. Available on Amazon. Just type in, please, Bradnick book. Get your copy today.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
We're going to go live to Israel right now, 826 on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe Piscopo and Frankie Fiberos, Morano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. Dan Bruyette is United States Deputy Secretary of Energy, live from the Holy Land. Dan, welcome to the show, sir. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dan, first of all, how are things doing in Israel these days?
Everything's going great, Joe. We had a series of really good meetings here. I'd say it's an exciting time to be in Israel. Lots of investment coming here and all across the board, energy-related, cybersecurity-related, and high-tech-related. Did you know that Israel was producing cars these days?
Wow, I did not know that. I did not know. What kind of cars? I'm embarrassed I don't know this. What kind of cars?
don't be embarrassed, Joe. I didn't know it either until we got here on the ground and I met with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he made that perfectly clear to me. But today, as cars move toward becoming more of a computer on wheels, Israel is leading the way. They are becoming a high-tech country. It's a very exciting time to be here.
Also, if I may, Mr. Secretary, is that when Israel goes to another country, they will do water irrigation in small countries in Africa, helping folks that can't afford to do it. People don't know that about Israel. They go, they have that technology, and they lend that technology to third world countries, and you have to appreciate it. What, may I ask, what are you working on over there, Dan?
Well, we're here to attend the cyber conference, which is occurring this week, and we are working closely with the Israelis, specifically with an organization that's down in Beersheba, to share best practices, to look at technologies, and to work together to protect not only our energy infrastructure, but the rest of America's infrastructure from potential cyber attacks.
So the administration is working on a plan to supply Israel with liquefied natural gas?
Well, we'd love to sell Israel natural gas, but I must say, recently there have been some enormous gas fields that have been found right off the coast in the eastern Mediterranean. And what we would like to do is to work with the Israelis and others who are interested in this project to to look at infrastructure that might be built to bring the gas onshore to Israel, potentially bring it onshore to places like Egypt, and even further than that, potentially bring the gas out to Europe.
Do the tensions with Iran and what's happening in the Strait of Hormuz affect that at all, what's happening and what you're talking about in Israel today, Dan?
Well, I think it certainly heightens the anxiety that people have about the region. And yes, to that extent, it has some impact. But, you know, energy is such an exciting place to be these days. You know, U.S. production is really through the roof. It's really changing our foreign policy around the world. And I think if Israel and others in this region can develop this Eastern Mediterranean gas mine or gas field, I should say, that changes their foreign policy as well. So, again, just an exciting time to be here and see what's happening.
Yeah, Dan Brouillette is a U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy live from Israel. Hey, I keep calling you Dan, forgive me. I could call you Mr. Secretary. That would be the proper title.
You know what I mean? I guess some people can call me that, but Dan works just fine. And can I call you Joe?
Yeah, please. And then Mr. Radio Person. You know, and it's I tell you, can we touch on Mr. Secretary Dan? Can we touch on the cybersecurity? Because now, as soon as and I like what the president did, you know, rather than going on doing a retaliatory attack, man, they put the cyber attack, boom, and everybody's doing that. Is North Korea and certainly China and Russia. So so give us a breakdown what you're hearing from within Israel, if you would, about cybersecurity relating to energy.
Well, here's what we're seeing around the world, Joe. We're seeing countries who come in who sell technologies to countries like, you know, the United States, to Israel, to anyone, really. And what they do is they make this stuff sound really good. It's cheap. You know, I got this sensor, I got this transformer, I got this computer system, whatever the product may be. But what we're learning is that many of these countries are using that very same product to collect data, to collect information, to in many cases be able to conduct offensive operations to literally shut down portions of an electric grid or a pipeline grid. And, I think as we look at the world down the road, we are looking at this in some cases to be more of a weapon than we may have originally anticipated.
Yeah, it's so something we really have to worry about and really have to talk before we let you go, Mr. Secretary. I've been talking about this electromagnetic pulse, the EMP, that it can happen.
Yeah,
it's a possibility. Now, this is a realistic danger that our power grid could fall victim to an EMP attack, correct?
It is. It is. No question about it. That's why we are so concerned about North Korea and countries, dare I say, rogue regimes who have access to weapons that they can explode in lower orbit space. If you do those things, you do have the possibility of shutting down the electric grid. I'm happy to report, though, that, you know, the president just issued an executive order just a few weeks ago directing DOE and some of the other agencies that are responsible for these things to put together preventative measures. And that's exactly what Secretary Rick Perry and I have been working on for the last almost 6 months now.
Yeah, big fan of Secretary Perry. Give him our very, very best, if you would, Mr. Secretary right there. Dan Brouillette is the U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy, live from Israel. Hey, Dan, before we let you go, Brouillette, that's like a French name. Where are you from? That in Louisiana somewhere? Is that where you're from originally?
You got it, Jeff. Down around New Orleans, man.
There it is. Hey, wait, listen, you're doing a great job. These are the great things from this administration that we don't really hear about, and we appreciate you taking the time and all our very best in the Energy Department. And please keep up the good work, Dan. Thank you for joining us this morning, sir.
Hey, Joe. Thank you so much. Take care.
Yes, sir. Indeed. Dan Brouillette, U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy, live from Israel. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Arthur Idala standing by. He's going to join us live. You always are welcome on our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by dutifully. Going to give you the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
75 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD is putting out surveillance video of a robber who violently attacked a store worker in Queens. Cops say the attack happened two weekends ago on the morning of June 15th as the man was opening up a Rego Park candy store on 63rd Road. Two attackers choked, dragged and stabbed the man before making off with $2,000 from the cash register. One of the suspects has been arrested. The worker suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The LaGuardia AirTrain project is going to be more expensive than originally thought. The Port Authority said Tuesday that they now expect the initiative to cost $2 billion. The train will span 1.5 miles and go past Citi Field. Officials initially said it would be $500 million, then adjusted it to $1.5 billion, and now have increased the estimated cost again. Governor Cuomo argues that the train will help reduce traffic into LaGuardia Airport. In sports, Yankees set a major league record by homering in their 28th straight game, beating the Blue Jays 4-3 in the Bronx. Mets gave up 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th. They lost 7-5 against the Phillies. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go over to 17 westbound. You're slowing down, getting up toward exit 130, getting up toward Monroe. That's some ongoing road work. Southbound thruway slowing down 14A, down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 40, Lincoln 35, Holland 30, 80 east at 287. A collision cleared. 21 north at 46 in Clifton, an accident. And 130 south at Friendship Road in South Brunswick, closed with an accident. Down wires, the reason for the closure over there. It's kind of busy on the Bronx River Parkway North at 233rd, a collision taking a couple of lanes. And we're still seeing delays this morning as you head to the LIE westbound through the Clearview, heavy getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 to 20 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Traffic building Southern State East at the Meadowbrook with an accident there as well. Sun today with a high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Paramount. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner stars in Yellowstone. Don't miss the return of cable's number one new drama, Yellowstone Season 2. New episode tonight at 10, 9 Central on the new Paramount Network.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the smart way to buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the smart way to buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The smart way to buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Need the Electoral College by Tara Ross. Enter to win a copy of Tara Ross's Why We Need the Electoral College at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Al. Al, you got your headphones on? You got your headphones on now?
I will, but you're going to open them.
La, 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 la.
You know, I couldn't be happier that I have the day off tomorrow. To not have to hear that in my ear, believe me, I'm very happy.
La, 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 la.
Oh. Can we go on a tour?
Yeah. The annoying tour? How to annoy people?
Maybe Perlo will sponsor it.
At this point, he's sponsoring it just to get Joe out of the country.
Yeah. Come on. You're going with me, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Absolutely.
Hey, well, we're going to talk about it because tomorrow is going to be crazy. Al is taking off. Frank wants to take off, but he won't because Al's not taking off. So we'll talk. And Arthur's joining us in a little while. But choose Perlo Tours, please, to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy, because we are going to Italy October 19th. And I worked with Steve Perlo. Steve's a great guy. And he meticulously plans everything about this tour. I'm telling you, when I tell you everything, and he goes, I said, where's Steve? I said to Linda, his sister, where'd Steve go? oh, he's in Italy now checking the hotels that you're going to. He will literally physically go to make sure you don't wait in a line, that there's comfort and convenience. That is the hallmark of a Perillo tour, taking all the stress out of traveling with a never-lift-a-finger vacation, you know. Perillo Tours have been operating 74 years. Now, don't take it from me. Let's hear from both a Perillo tour guide and a traveler.
Their memories are my memories. We're sharing an experience of life. We show them Italy as if we were ambassadors of this country. What they have seen with our help, what they have seen with their eyes, we feel happy.
This has absolutely been the most amazing thing I've ever seen. There are no pictures that you can ever see that truly capture the beauty here. And Perillo's been first class all the way.
Call 888-PERILLO. Request the 2019 Italy brochure. That's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent. 888-PERILLO.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
8:39 with the great Arthur Idala. Arthur, former Brooklyn prosecutor, star criminal defense attorney. Arthur, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my brother?
All is good, Joe. Here's my big question. Are you going to be doing the show when you're in Italy from noon to 4 Italy time and doing it live here in New York?
I'm going to call in just to irritate Al twice. I think twice an hour we're going to call in, or twice a morning. And then
looking forward to that.
La la la.
It'll be in the middle of lunchtime. So that, I mean, Joe, have hopefully a couple of glasses of red wine. I mean, Joe, I know you're not a big drinker, but in Italy, you know, you got to have a couple of sips of red wine. What do you have?
You know what? Exactly right. But to your point, I'm going to call in a couple times, and then I want Frankie to call in a couple times, and we're going to talk to the listeners. I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be like a whole. I wish you were going, but Arthur, you've been there 10 times since I last talked to you, right? To Italy.
Yeah. I actually think I'm going to be on trial. You know what I realized, though, just to make you laugh, a quick Justice Scalia story, since we're talking about Italy and greatness. Yeah. I remember. You know, I used to go see Justice Scalia at least once a year, and our routine was I would go see oral arguments in the courtroom, and then afterwards, depending on his schedule, we'd either go out to eat, or on occasions when he had to go into conference afterwards with the other eight justices, they would, like, transform his big chambers into a little restaurant. I mean, with white tablecloths and china that says, you know, the Supreme Court of the United States of America on it.
He
would be having a glass of wine, right? And so I would say, or maybe we'd split a bottle. And now he's got to go into conference right after this. So I remember one time saying to him, I go, you know what I mean? I go, I don't care at all. But I said, you know, you're cool with having the wine? And then going in and discussing, you know, the biggest cases in the nation. He goes, Arthur, we're eating lunch. What am I supposed to drink? Iced tea? He goes, you gotta have a little bit of wine. And, you know, he was a little bit of a portly guy. So, I mean, as I know from my criminal law DWI practice, you know, if you're eating well and you weigh a certain amount of money, actually a glass of wine really has a very minimal effect on you. What am I supposed to drink? Iced tea. Those are actually Scalia's words coming out of my mouth.
I love it. Spoken like a true Italian. Hey, Arthur, I got to talk to you about Mueller's testimony coming up in the Supreme Court, but what we may have missed in the Supreme Court that does not go by you, Counselor. But I have to ask your reaction to Tiffany Caban's win in Queens. Give us your take on that, if you would, Arthur.
Well, I can tell you the one word that I sent. Marano was actually the one who broke the news to me around 9:30 last night. Not to get too personal, but over the past, like, 7 days, culminating tomorrow, I have 3 federal sentencings on, which is a tremendous undertaking. And today I have a state hearing on a case. In other words, it's like the end of school. Like, all the judges want to get everything done before July 4th so that they can, like, chill out for the summer. So my head has been spinning off of my shoulders recently. But thanks to Marano, I am up to date. And I was very involved and followed very closely the Queens District Attorney's race. I'm heading there right now, as a matter of fact. The one word that I texted my law partner, Judge Barry Commons, after I found out the results was insane. Because, I mean, Joe, I don't know this woman, and I don't want to disparage anyone, but I know certain facts. She has 7 years experience. She doesn't have any prosecutorial experience or executive functioning experience. And she's running one of the biggest prosecutor's offices in the United States of America.
Yeah.
That's actually scary. I mean, what the New York Times wrote in their editorial endorsing her was that, you know, she's got to surround herself with, you know, lifelong prosecutors and true believers. But I don't know how many people are going to be running to serve her, especially in the Queens DA's office, because most of the senior people there are only there for the love of the job. Most of them would make more money, actually, if they retire, because their pension is so high that they're really working for maybe $10,000 a year, but they're doing it for the love of the job.
Yeah.
And if she's going to come in and say, well, we're not prosecuting these people, we're not prosecuting those people, or we're going to change
it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a little nervous for my brothers and sisters in Queens. When you listened to the debate show, it sounded like they were running for the head of the Legal Aid Society, not the head of the prosecutor's office.
What a great line.
This is coming from a criminal defense attorney.
Yeah, I understand.
I do think, you know, we could use some adjustments, but let's be reasonable. You know, that's a great word. That's also a Scalia word. Reasonable. Yeah, you don't interpret the Constitution strictly. He hated that. You interpret the Constitution reasonably. So if she wants to make changes, take it nice and slow, be reasonable. But she's got a lot of lawyers, a lot of egos, a lot of high-level paralegals to deal with, and she is going to be very overwhelmed with what's coming her way.
Yeah, now on to the Mueller thing, Arthur. Former special counsel Robert Mueller.
Can I ask you a question? Because I listen to your show to get informed. You guys were talking, and Joe, you brought up the fact about a Republican running against her. But
yeah.
I think Mr. Marano should be able to shed some light. I think there's also like another independent line that's floating around in Queens.
Well, Frankie
Katz would never run on a Republican line, but she might run on a independent line. I don't know if that's available. Does Frank or well, anyone there know?
We thought we don't know. I don't think so, right, Frankie? Because we thought Crowley against AOC was going to go as an independent. He did not. So will Katz, do you think, Frank, run as an independent?
Well, so that the Crowley situation was a little different because Crowley already had a line. His name was appearing on the ballot. He was the working families nominee. He just chose not to campaign actively. Katz. It doesn't look, unless one of the other minor parties, Working Families Party, I believe, is with Caban, unless one of the other minor parties gets rid of their nominee, which they could, through kind of a complex process, and puts Melinda on, then it doesn't appear to be much of an opportunity for her to do that. Now, she did win, actually. She was first elected as a third-party candidate. At only 28 years old, she was elected as the Liberal Party candidate to the State Assembly, which is pretty rare. So she would definitely, I think, be open to something like that.
And, guys, I got to ask you, Frankie and Arthur, you don't know any Republicans that could give her a run to the not in Queens anymore. There's just nobody that could make a run.
Those days are way over. Yeah, Joe, I just want to show you and what an attribute it is, all kidding aside, to your show. Like, I'm calling in as a guest, but I'm asking you guys questions because I really do learn a lot. I mean, you know, the guests that you guys have on, the truth is I was blessed to have dinner with Jerry Crowley the other night. I listen because I learn. In other words, I could put on, you know, the classic rock station and just dance around, but I get a little bit of that from Gattulo. You know, he throws me a bone. And between your guests and obviously your wisdom, Joe, and your life experience and Marano's, you know, insanity, like, I really feel fulfilled as I leave the house in the morning after this is not a paid promotion.
The boss told me, though. Thank you. Listen, I love you, Arthur. I love you right back on that. But before we let you go, Counselor, the Mueller situation, I can't believe they're bringing this guy in 21 days.
They won't let it
Congress.
Go, Joe. They won't let it go. And you know, it's politics. It's politics more than information. It's not like, look, if someone wants information about what Mueller and the very able prosecutors you found out, read his report. I mean, just, you know, you could sit down, take a summer afternoon, grab an iced tea, and read the whole report. This is just, let's churn it up, let's keep it out there, and it's got to be for purely political reasons, because quite frankly, I'm not saying that it's not important, but there are things you just brought up, Joe, that type of bomb that could wipe out the whole grid. Like, those are the things we should be focusing on.
Thank you.
And the 16 million kids a night that go to bed in the United States of America hungry.
Thank you.
16 million. That's a staggering number. That's twice New York City. Children. I'm not talking about adults. Children that go to bed hungry. That, to me, means a lot more. Look, we looked into it. Heavy FBI, Mueller looked into it. Able prosecutors who brought down organized crime, who brought down drug gangs, looked into it. They said, look, did the guy walk the line? Did he get too close? Did he do things he probably shouldn't have done? Yes. Did he break the law? No. Okay, time to move on. Let's figure out another issue that is very important to Americans and our quality of life, and let's make sure America stays the great country that it is.
Hey, Arthur Idala, before we let you go, my friend, this is the last week before the Supreme Court breaks for summer recess. What key decisions are we waiting for this week?
I mean, Arthur? There's nothing huge. Like, you know, in the past, I mean, I can remember in the past, you know, there was the Casey case, which was, I mean, I think that's exactly 30 years ago this summer. It is, because I just graduated college, and everyone was sitting on pins and needles. Was Roe v. Wade going to be overturned? And it was not. And that was because of Sandra Day O'Connor. You know, it was 5-4, and she voted not to overturn it. You know, and obviously in the years past, gay marriage and Obamacare, there's nothing of that magnitude. There's nothing that's going to be on the cover of every newspaper in the country. And I don't think that that's just by chance. I think Chief Justice Roberts guards his reputation, the reputation of the Roberts Court, very jealously, as he should, and he's trying to keep the court away from politics and stick with the boring stuff that really Supreme Court does, the tax code, the environmental code, all kinds of interpretations between two different states that have laws. I believe there's one their biggest case has to do with the census. But it's nothing of the proportion that we're sitting there on pins and needles at the end of our...
I know we got to go. You can't talk about who you represent and big, high-profile
cases.
Well,
whatever. I mean, it's in the Post somehow or another, today's New York Post, that my law firm filed a lawsuit in the Harvey Weinstein case because we think from a purely legal kind of high-end legal maneuvering point of view that the district attorney's office indicted the case improperly. And we're just asking the judge to go back and look not necessarily at the actual facts as precisely of the case of regarding guilt and innocence of the merits, but of the criminal procedure. You know, my law partner, Judge Barry Kamens, he's written on, you know, criminal procedure. So it's not exactly these motions aren't coming from rookies. And I'm not even speaking of myself. I'm speaking about a man who's much more accomplished than I am. So, you know, we'll see. The public sentiment is so probably against my client that it would be very difficult to obtain the result that we want, but we're going to fight like we do on everyone else's show, just so we're clear, whether your name is Harvey Weinstein or Ishka Bibble, like, we only know how to do things one way, just like you, Joe. I'm not blowing smoke. I mean, I saw you work as hard when you came to my mother's 75th birthday party and Marco Polo. I was looking for you. I was like, where's Joe? And there you were in the staircase rehearsing the little song you were going to sing to her, like you were going into, like you were walking into Carnegie Hall. And, you know, that's kind of how my law firm operates. If you're a little person, you know, if you're just a regular Joe, pardon the expression, who's got a legal issue, we go all out. And if you're Harvey Weinstein and every move we make is going to be in the newspaper, we go all out. If you're going to do something, do it right or don't do it all. That's what Scalia taught me.
Only for Marianne, only for your mama, Arthur. We love you, man. God bless, Godspeed, and come back soon, Arthur Idala. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You're the best. Be good, guys.
Thanks, Arthur. Arthur Idala right there, criminal defense attorney, star criminal defense attorney, former Brooklyn prosecutor, all-around great guy. 852 with Debbie Duhaime on the roads on this beautiful, beautiful sunny Wednesday. Look, you got a great day, Debbie. How are we doing traffic-wise?
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous out there. Enjoy the day. Let's go to 130 southbound. That's messy, Joe, getting down toward Friendship Road in South Brunswick. It's all closed with an accident down wires there. A lot of alternate volume on 1 southbound getting down through South Brunswick as well. We're still seeing delays as you head over to 80 East out by 287 in Parsippany with a crash cleared. 40 in at the GWB, Lincoln 30. Holland still waiting 30 minutes into town as well. It's going to be stop and go for you as you take a ride over to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 to 20 minutes getting into town. Grand Central Parkway eastbound at Parsons Boulevard, that's an accident. Still really busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, 440 out through the Verrazano Bridge. The eastbound Gowanus slowing down up and out toward the Prospect as well. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume here as you take a ride over to the Southern State Parkway eastbound at the Meadowbrook, with an accident still being cleared from that area as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan. Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
My very special guest is Robert Mahoney. He is a journalist and a fighter for press freedom. Your organization to protect journalists, what is it that you're actually doing and what can we do better?
This was an organization that was set up by journalists concerned that no one was doing anything for journalists who had no protections. And so they started writing letters to the president of the country or whoever it was attacking those journalists. And they managed to convince a number of high-profile U.S. journalists. They got Walter Cronkite. And the founders say it was the power of the letterhead that really made a difference. We function like a news agency, but we focus on a narrow area of attacks on journalists and press freedom violations.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Joe Lumber coming up with weather momentarily, 8:55 right now. Is your husband or wife in a hospital or rehab center? Are people telling you that they are not eligible for Medicaid? The cost of a nursing home is $500 a day. You know that, about 15 grand a month, right? Are you frightened about bankruptcy just to pay for the medical and facility bills? Do not panic. Do not panic. Call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They really know this stuff. They've helped hundreds of people just like you with the same thing you're going through. They'll tell you exactly what you're eligible for, and they'll also help you devise a plan to avoid bankruptcy. So don't listen to what other people say. Just please call Connors and Sullivan for a free consultation. It's a free initial consultation with a lawyer at Connors and Sullivan. So what I did, I called Lisa. I told you, Lisa was so great. She got me to Bridget, and then Bridget got me to over to Rose and to Kelly and to Mike himself, with Beth over there overseeing everything. It's like a family, and you feel very, very comfortable when you go talk to Mike. He's a great guy and probably the most knowledgeable attorney in all of these things that I'm telling you about. 718-238-6500. Offices are in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, on Staten Island. And you know what? It's never too late. The time to act is now. Don't wait, please. Call Connors and Sullivan today. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. And on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist. Joe, you going out? How many miles are you going to do today in this heat?
I don't know, 30, 40 miles. Nothing too serious.
Just a warm up. But it gets too hot. You got to be careful out there, Joe.
Yeah, you got to stay hot. In fact, I was talking to somebody last night. We have our Tuesday evening group, right? And they were asking me about some things. And I was like saying, you know, chicken broth. It's been my elixir. When you get it in hot weather like this, you leach out salt and potassium. So you've got to replace it. And chicken broth worked for me.
You never did Gatorade or any of that stuff, huh?
Oh, I've tried that before. And I'll mix it in a little bit. I'll drink some of that, too. But it's too sugary, and it just, you know, I can only handle so much of it. My stomach says, "Yeah, no more."
You're good, Joey. But we got hot weather today, Thursday and Friday. Yeah,
this is great weather. This is summertime, baby. I love this stuff. 88 today, 89 tomorrow, and Friday with sunshine each day. Slight chance of a thunderstorm early tonight. Then maybe some thunderstorms this weekend.
It sounded good. Joe Lundberg, thank you so much. Appreciate it always, my friend. 8:58, it's a couple minutes away from 9 o'clock. John Wickhouse, president of the Nassau County Detectives Association, will join us, talking about the MS-13 deaths on Long Island. Also, there's a detective shortage on Long Island. Your phone call as well, 877-970-2999. Biscopo in the morning.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.